Talking about Kool-Aid, how do you avoid in Silicon Valley not drinking the Kool-Aid when you have these entrepreneurs coming to you with their hot ideas?
That's an interesting question because one of the attributes of being a successful venture capitalist is you have to look at the glass as half full. Otherwise, you would invest in nothing because everything, especially at the early stage where you're only funding a couple entrepreneurs, really looks so fraught with risk that you would just run away from every deal. So, in many ways, you have to sit there and drink the Kool-Aid and, take in all the Kool-Aid, really listen carefully, be open to any entrepreneur with any background, with any idea, and then stand back and say, how did that Kool-Aid taste?
Right.
And then you have to be careful to say, okay, how do I balance risk and rewards? Is this a big opportunity? Is this the small team that can get this off the ground? Are there other opportunities that might be bigger or competitive here? Is there an opportunity for this company to operate on the larger market map in partnership with other companies? Or is it just a one-off by the sidelines idea? So we do have to slurp up that Kool-Aid for an instant, but we can't get addicted to the Kool-Aid. We really have to have the openness and willingness to listen to any new idea. And then, really, the openness in our own minds to say, how might this fit into the bigger opportunity?
Savor the aftertaste.
Yeah, make sure that we don't get seduced by an opportunity so that we don't look at how could the glass become half empty. Because there are risks in building any company, and realistically, in software, there is no unique idea. There's only a unique idea for a period of time until the idea is known. There are patents and execution, competitive advantages and team advantages and partner advantages, and you have to build all those advantages off that idea. But you only have that competitive advantage of the idea for a very short period of time.